Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. I'm quite sure our Paul Hamilton has had a busy afternoon, so I would never assume that he's been listening to us. But of course, we are taking calls and giving our own thoughts on the retirement of Blake Griffin from the NBA. And Paul, I mean, you've had all day to prepare.
I've seen him play one game in the NBA. So, yeah, I got to see his greatness. So,
in person?
No, just on TV.
Oh, on TV?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not sure I ever did, actually. You might have me beat.
I haven't been to an NBA game since the Braves played.
Okay. Well, the Granato news, and then we'll get into much of what Kevin Adams said this afternoon, Paul. How surprised, after all the conversations and all the time spent thinking about this, how surprised were you that it happened?
Nothing really. I wouldn't say nothing, but very little surprises me these days. I try not to read too much into certain things. And
like news releases talking about coach and GM talking to the media on Friday?
Let them have it, Paul.
Now you wanted to see if Bulldog would catch that or not. I did hear that part of the show.
I had a show to do all by myself, Paul. That's all I have to say in my defense.
You're fine. But, yeah, and, you know, I was wrong. I didn't think Kevin Adams wanted to fire Don Granato. Well, I don't think he wanted to anyway. But he, as he talked about, he didn't want to do it during the season. He wanted to give them every opportunity to get over the hump, maybe those Detroit games or the Ottawa game here or whatever that might have been when they got close but couldn't get over. And, you know, he made the decision to do this. So, you know, he actually did. You know, I didn't think he would. I kind of thought if Don Granato were going to be fired, it would be from Terry Pegula, but I was wrong. It was Kevin Adams' decision. You heard him talk about that. And as I listened through the press conference, what I took away was he was agitated through the whole thing. He was blunt, and I think he was honest. And I think the fans needed to see how genuinely angry he is, because they, of course, are too. And I don't think he's putting on any act or anything like that. He is genuinely angry. And I thought we saw that at the press conference. And, now we move on, to who might be the new coach and all that goes with that.
It can be, I think, you know, Adams has got a decent amount of experience now speaking like this. But depending on what the situation is, the last time he did this was, you know, trade deadline. And I know I got real hot that day because it sounded like, you know, like we're going to build a statue for Zemgus Girgensons or something in parts of that. And I know, like, the emotion of the day, trading Kyle Oposo, you know, probably were reasons he was feeling sentimental and sounded like that. And today started that way because, of course, he's going to be, you know, pretty gracious about Don Granato, and I can appreciate that. But, boy, Paul, he, to me... Yeah, it was blunt, and I think appropriately so. I liked a lot of what he said. Like, I know, you know, I've been here through every minute of this drought, so we all know the pain the Sabres fans are feeling here, and I know that that carries over into listening to the guy. Why should you have any faith in him? He's presided over this now for 4 years and hasn't gotten any better. Like, I hear you. I liked him a lot today. I thought he was exactly... as direct as was needed in this thing, talking about the shortcomings of his team and what he needs in a new coach. I mean, I think there's some clues in there about why Don Granato isn't here anymore, even though he's not going to directly tell you this is what Don Granato wasn't good at. I think he tells you that eventually through the 40 minutes or so that he spoke today.
He certainly does. And, you know, you know how I feel. I think he'd done a great job till this last off season. I think that's where he stumbled, and I felt he deserved a chance to fix it. For this off season, so we'll see where that goes. And part of it is getting Bo Byram, and another part of it is getting a new head coach. But two things that really stuck out to me was the quote where he says, "We're craving accountability and structure."
Yes,
I think the team is ready for that, and with the next coach we get, it'll be on the top of my list. I thought that was very telling, and you know how much it drove me crazy to listen to constantly Don Granato talk about pressure. And Adams went off the handle on this.
Yes, he did.
He goes, "You don't get to the National Hockey League without handling pressure. That is the most ridiculous thing I could ever hear someone say, that guys can't handle pressure. That's what they do for a living. It's how you get here. So that's nonsense." I could not have said that. I couldn't have written it better. I could not have said it better. That is absolutely true. And last year, yes, when they were going through the run, I could see that, you know, all right, they had to feel the pressure of it. But once that's over, I wasn't buying the pressure that Don Granato kept talking about all year long this year. And it just you know how I felt about that. I kept talking about it. And the fact that he said that, as I said, I could not have written that any better.
I like that he even included, like, these guys start getting scouted seriously at 14 and 15 years old. Like, that's absolutely, mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. So,
well, to me, it's unfortunate on a couple of levels, if I'm allowed to dissect this. It's not just that you might think your team is mentally weak in this way, but to make it a talking point, like, I think that's where you sort of lose me, is if you think it stands up as a talking point.
And a constant talking point.
Right. Really, right.
I mean, 2 years of it.
Thompson got there to end of the season talking about noise and things like that, mm-hmm. And I just know... Who's going to respect any of that? I mean, in the NHL,
right?
You keep your head down. And Buffalo is not Toronto. Like, just if the noise is a problem, we're in trouble in our market.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. Well, Paul, I mean, newsy as well for how Adams did say he wants experience in this hire. There was some thought, I think, appropriately given to the Rochester coach, Seth Appert, as a potential candidate here. I know people who thought he was likely to get the job, but... that is not going to happen.
Well, I think maybe folks misunderstood me a little bit. When we were talking about maybe Granato being fired in midseason, I said I think Seth Appert would take over.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was talking about Seth Appert. And even now, I didn't, until we just talked to Kevin Adams, I was thinking Michael Pekka, mm-hmm. Denver University's David Carl, who's won two NCAA championships and a gold medal at the World Junior, Seth Appert. But now none of them would qualify as far as what he's looking for. Now my thoughts go to Rod Brind'Amour, if he ever becomes available from the Carolina Hurricanes. I think Adams would go after him in a second. They're friends. They won a Stanley Cup together. Craig Berube, who won a Stanley Cup with the St. Louis Blues. Lindy Ruff, of course. You know, those are now the names that start popping into my head now that I hear what he is looking for.
You know, I thought about Brind'Amour. Sal and Joe were talking about him this morning at one point when I tuned in. And, you know, recognizing that there's a whole contract thing there, and like maybe, you know, he'll never leave Carolina, but his contract is up. The trouble I would have with him as a candidate right now, Paul, is it sounds to me like Adams is ready to go on this, and the Carolina Hurricanes are beginning the playoffs this weekend. So that's going to be a while. I mean, it shouldn't eliminate him as a candidate necessarily, but boy, it sounds to me like Adams thinks he's got a guy on the hook already, because I don't think he'd be talking as definitively about what he wants if he didn't think he already had someone circling his boat.
And maybe that would be Berube or Ruff. He was asked about Lindy Ruff, the last question of the press conference, and he said he's not going to talk names, was his response. So, you know, if he does have somebody directly in mind, and don't forget, Lindy Ruff wanted the job when Jason Bottrell was looking to hire a coach, and he was interviewed and didn't get the job, but he was looking to come back even then.
Paul, how good of an idea does he sound now?
He doesn't. I like Lindy. I think he's a good coach. I don't think it's a good idea at all. Last year when they had their run, he, of course, is the head coach. But Andrew Brunette gets a lot of the credit for that as he came in. He's the one that instituted the system. They did very well with it. He left to become the head coach of the Nashville Predators, by the way, had an excellent season.
Yep.
And all of a sudden he's gone and the Devils go back down. Coincidence, I suppose it's possible, but I just here's somebody saying I think we got to stop this. Let's keep bringing Sabres back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of Ryan Miller's career, let's bring Ryan Miller back and let's bring this player back. No, but then here I sit there and tell you maybe they should bring in Michael Pekka. So I violate my own rule when I say that.
It's not your favorite idea. Do you think it's a terrible idea?
Yeah, I just, no, I don't.
You wouldn't do it.
You don't like
no,
it.
No, I wouldn't do it all right. at all. I don't even think I'd consider it.
One thing I think it could do, I don't know, you could like this or not like this, but just as we're talking, there's a real soft spot for him.
Mm-hmm,
there
is.
And players might come to resent that, you know, like, if your coach kind of just, the fans are going to love him and it's going to feel good. And I don't know, like players would have a range of opinions about that, but he might sort of, and as the season goes along, it might sort of thing. This was kind of true at times when he was coaching here before, because he was here for so long. And, you know, Lindy is kind of just, everything's fine. You know, he's bulletproof. That wouldn't be everybody.
But fans forget too, at the end of Lindy Ruff's tenure here, they wanted him fired.
Oh yeah.
You know, well, and they forget about that. And if you're hiring a coach for the fans, Lindy Ruff probably is your man, because I think a lot of fans would love that.
That's more reminiscent of when they brought Nolan back.
Yes.
You know, and that was not like, let's go win a cup here or anything like that. Different circumstances.
What percent chance, would you be comfortable putting a percent chance on them hiring a coach because the fans like it?
I think if Kevin Adams does that, he should be fired the next day.
Okay.
He should hire somebody that he thinks is going to turn this team around, not who he thinks the fans are going to like.
I can help him step around that. I mean, we're giving him credit. Kind of everybody here is giving him credit for sort of being on point today. And it's what? We're fans. Like, we sort of see this the way he was talking. He'll get there anyway then. He doesn't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be attributed to, you know. He'd never say that anyway. But it would. One of these guys from that list will work in this area.
No, if he thinks Lindy Ruff is the man that's going to get them, it can't be the reason that you're doing it for the fans. It has to be because you believe he is the coach that can take this team to the next step.
Well, there's going to be no escaping my question, though. If they do it, like, I think it's credible. I'm not as down on the idea, far from it, as you are, Paul. But it's undeniable that it would be a yellow smiley face on the roof of the arena.
Mm-hmm.
And
no question.
You know,
they are talking about a new roof.
Right. And as someone who cares deeply about NHL hockey in Buffalo, that does matter. Like I know the results ultimately. Like if they hire Lindy Ruff and they have this same, the playoff drought gets to 14 years, it's not going to matter what color the smiley face is on top of the arena. It's going to turn into whatever. What's the opposite
Mr.
of that?
Mr. Yuck.
Yeah, Mr. Yuck. Thank
Has
you.
Has the show ever sounded that's, older, that's Paul? Mr.
I
Yuck.
I needed a Mr. Yuck sticker. Poison. but they need, the fans need something to engage with here. And I don't know. I think if they end up on Lindy Ruff, there's just going to be no escaping the specter of that.
I don't think they'll need him for this.
Yeah, I think they just engaged the fans today. The fans got what they wanted. And that's a bad thing to say when somebody loses their job.
Yeah.
But I think they engaged the fans today. And I don't for a minute think they did this because the fans wanted them to. I think Kevin Adams felt this was the right thing to do. But I think they engaged their fans today by doing this.
Paul, we'll be talking again soon, I'm sure.
Okay, talk to you then.
There you go. That's our Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. His reports here on WGR are brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
The names on the veteran experience accountability list, like the old school guys, they've all been to the finals, at least, even Ruff. Gallant won. Berube won. Boudreau has won a lot of games. I don't know. Vancouver in the finals?
I don't think
Washington,
so.
Washington, no.
His rep is 100 points in the regular season, playoffs, look out.
He's 5 years older than Lindy, by the
and
way.
And that's Boudreau. Happened at a few different stops for him. Most 69. Recently, I think, Minnesota, Boudreau. So, no, I don't think. And Gallant didn't win. They got to the finals in
lost to Washington.
His first year, yeah. And then they won with
Cassidy.
Last year. Yeah, right. Cassidy. Thank you.
McClellan. Anyway. Yes, McClellan.
Yeah.
I don't know. But lots of winning history across the board here. None of these names. Berube is the weirdest for me because I think he sort of just won. A team got hot for half a season. You know, like right. Goaltending just completely flipped. And I'm not as impressed as mm-hmm. I might be of guys who've just done it for longer. I always like the idea of Boudreau because I think he's really fun.
Yes.
His hockey is fun. He's a funny guy.
Yep.
You know, I'd love him in Buffalo because of that. But everybody here checks the box for credibility, right?
Yep.
And that's what I've been saying. Who hasn't been saying this whole year? It's just been like, where's the credibility? You're going to keep with Adams. That's fine. But you've got to find some. You've got to find some National Hockey League credibility. Your team is so young. Your coach came from the development, you know, landscape. Adams himself came from, well, not exactly the traditional path. No. So you got to find some credibility, maybe more than ever. And it's very much how he sounded today. He sounded very much today like he knows that. And I think he's probably known this day was coming for a long time. I wonder what Granato knew. I guess PR didn't know a lot from that, the schedule, maybe, but that's not to blame them.
Right.
That's what's next for the Sabres, and I would guess that they know that they're about to establish credibility. Maybe Lindy Ruff does that for them. It's so interesting, though, to think about the different layers to that. And, like, you're talking about a smiley face. What would the Greg Wyshynskis of hockey say about – well, he's a Devils guy, too. He wasn't that impressed with Lindy in New Jersey, Greg, who will try to get on sometime soon. But does it count? Does it work? In terms of that?
Yeah, I wonder, like, what the you know, we're 100 feet away. I wonder what, like, the 100-yard or 100-mile view of Lindy right. Ruff being the Buffalo Sabres head coach. It might get met with some eye rolls nationally.
It's not Marv Levy.
No, it's not. No.
It's not Marv Levy.
It's similar, but it's just such an important distinction. I mean, Marv was not in football and was in his 80s.
Yeah.
We love Marv, but wow, it's not the same thing.
Let's take a break. We'll have sports and look for your calls again after that. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.